Taking a moment to settle in. You can close your eyes. We all came here with conditions. Conditions from our childhood, from our entire lives. So we bring those conditions with us to our practice and our meditation. And what we do in meditation is cultivating skillful and beneficial conditions that will help take us on the path that we're on. So take a moment to feel the presence of the earth supporting us, how we're physically connecting with the earth, with the buttocks, the feet, the legs. You might sit up just a tiny bit straighter than usual, giving a little energy to the body, to the spine. And then softening whatever is asking to be softened. So we'll take a little trip through the body, starting with the feet, the ankles, the legs, the knees, and the thighs. And letting go of any tensions we may be holding in those areas. Connecting with the pelvis and the hips, the belly, the diaphragm. And relaxing the belly, letting it hang loose. In the chest area, the shoulders, the arms, the wrists, the hands, the fingers. Letting go of whatever we can let go of in those areas. The neck, and the face muscles, the tongue resting on the upper palate, softening the jaw, the muscles in the cheeks, around the eyes, and the forehead. And whether we're sitting on the floor or in a chair, it's helpful if we bring into alignment our three centers of gravity. The hara, which is the belly area just below the navel. That's our major center of gravity. And then on top of that, the heart center and the head. So with these three centers of gravity lined up, we're able to sit with minimum effort. So take a couple of long, deep in-breaths and out-breaths. And now let the breathing return to normal. And feel the sensations of your body breathing, the physical sensations of the breath coming in and coming out. In the Dhammapada, the Buddha gives a very well-known verse in which he summarizes the entirety of his teaching. Many of you know this verse well. He says, "Do no evil, cultivate what is skillful, and purify the mind. This is the teaching of the Buddhas." So our practice is really very simple. In doing no evil, it means that we commit to a life of non-harming. Essentially, this is following the five precepts. But for many of us, the important, most important object of our deep intention of non-harming is ourselves. And it's something that we can practice even in meditation. And then engaging is what is skillful. In meditation, that means that we make a concerted effort to be here. In this moment. And it's as simple as that. And it's really not easy. The thinking mind has its own ideas and invites us on trips into the future or into the past. And it's very seductive. So our job in meditation is to have enough awareness to notice when we're off thinking, and then gently, perhaps even lovingly, coming back to our object of meditation. In this case, tonight, the breath. And the third line of what the Buddha said is to purify the mind. And that's exactly what we do in meditation. By training the mind to be present for our lived experience, moment by moment. It may happen that some juicy fantasy perks its head up, and it's tempting to follow that for a while. But we say, no, thank you. The thank you is important because we recognize that that's what's happening and have some respect for it. And we return without any commentary in this beautiful simplicity of being here for our lived experience of breathing. In staying connected to the breath, you may find it helpful to be present in greater detail, letting your awareness take in the beginning of each in-breath, the middle of that breath, and the ending of that breath, and the little pause, and then noticing the beginning of the exhale, the middle of the exhale, the ending of the exhale, the pause, and the beginning, etc., of the next in-breath. You may wish to locate that place in your body where you feel the breath most strongly. It could be the movement of the belly, the rise and fall of the belly. Or it could be in the heart center. or perhaps the throat or the nostrils. Or it could be the whole body breathing. Whatever works best for you. Let your awareness stay in that part of the body in which you're most connected to the breath. Our true lived experience is not in the past and not in the future. It's right here, in this moment. And being really present for our lived experience is the doorway to freedom. This is how we train the mind, how we purify the mind. At the end of his life, when the Buddha was dying, he exhorted his disciples, saying that we should each become a lamp unto ourselves. We should become our own teachers. And so our teacher in this meditation is simply this body breathing and being here for that. It takes mindfulness and it takes concentration. And it takes kindness. Kindness towards this person who may have difficulty meditating. And if a thought should arise, coming back to the breath with a warm sense of kindness. Recognizing the insincerity of our intention. What does it mean for you that this body breathing could be your teacher? And you don't have to worry about whether you're doing well or you're not doing well. None of that matters. Because each and every one of us has a vast reservoir inside of inner goodness. And we may not see that much of the time. Sometimes it's covered over. Sometimes it's covered over rather thickly or opaquely. But it's there. And it's this goodness of our sincerity that has brought us to this path. And that invites us to go deeper in meditation. And it includes the totality of who we are, warts and all. And we can trust that this sincerity is what will ripen as the fruit of our practice. So if you're having difficulty, just come back gently, patiently, even lovingly to the simplicity of this body breathing. In a few minutes, I'm going to ring the bell. But before I do so, I'd like to invite you to reflect on this period of meditation. And if you've had even just one short moment of really connecting to your lived experience, please let that register. Celebrate it. In this process of purifying the mind, we're actually rewiring our neural pathways. And so it's really good to register when we've had some taste of tranquility, some taste of freedom. And it makes it that much easier to experience these positive mind states again. Thank you for your practice.